And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 18th of February, 2011. It's the birthday of the great Yiddish writer Sholem Aleichem, born Solomon Rabinovitz in Pereyaslav, Ukraine, 1859, known as the Mark Twain of Yiddish literature. Wrote 5 novels, more than 300 short stories and plays. Sholem Aleichem, who said, "No matter how bad things get, you got to go on living, even if it kills you." It's the birthday of Toni Morrison, born Lorain, Ohio, 1931, grew up in a poor neighborhood, living in tiny apartments above grocery stores, immigrants from all over the world. Nonetheless, she said, "My parents made all of us feel as though there were these rather extraordinary deserving people within us. I felt like an aristocrat, or what I think an aristocrat is." Her mother came from a family of musicians, sang while she worked around the house, opera and the blues. Her parents told her stories, encouraged her to read everything, Jane Austen, Flaubert, Tolstoy. She went off to college, graduate school, got a teaching job at Texas Southern, fell in love with an architect named Harold Morrison. They fell in love, married, had children. The marriage started to come apart. She joined a writing group and wrote a quick draft of a short story about a young black girl who wanted blue eyes, and everyone thought it was great. And that became her first book, The Bluest Eye. It came out in 1970. And it's the birthday of the novelist Wallace Stegner, born Lake Mills, Iowa, 1937. Family moved quite a bit, North Dakota, then off to the state of Washington, then to Saskatchewan, had a house in town and a homestead that they farmed in the summers. They were trying to raise wheat. The farm failed. The family moved to Great Falls, Montana. And there he was able to find a public library and started to read. And when the family moved to Salt Lake City, he patronized the library there 2 or 3 times a week. Wallace Stegner, who went on to write many novels, including Angle of Repose and The Spectator Bird, and he started the creative writing program at Stanford, where his students included Edward Abbey, Ken Kesey, Larry McMurtry, and Wendell Berry, published an autobiographical novel, The Big Rock Candy Mountain. Here's a poem for today by Robert Bly. What did we see today? Some days we are passive, listening to the incoming waves. On other days we are like a light that sweeps out over the husky soybean fields all night. What did we see today? Horses at the end of their tethering ropes, the wing of affection going over flying bowls, glimpsed passing the moon disk. Rather than arguing about whether Giordano Bruno was right or not, it might be better to fall silent and lose ourselves in the curved energy. We know how many men live alone in their 20s, and how many women are married to the wrong person, and how many fathers and sons are strangers to each other. It's all right if we keep forgetting the way home. It's all right if we don't remember when we were born. It's all right if we write the same poem over and over. Robert, I don't know why you talk so confidently about yourself in this way. There are a lot of shady characters in this town, and you are one of them. A poem by Robert Bly, What Did We See Today? From Talking Into the Ear of a Donkey, published by W.W. Norton & Company, used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts, in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. More information at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Written by Betsy Alistair. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.